Elsewhere, Afghan government officials say President Hamid Karzai has sacked his attorney general for attending a meeting with the Taliban in the United Arab Emirates. Afghan officials say Mohammad Issaq Aloko met with members of the Taliban negotiating team despite being advised against it by the presidential palace. The meeting held in the first week of August was also attended by other prominent Afghan figures, including members of the government's High Peace Council set up in 2010. Meanwhile, an official in Aloko's office has denied that the top prosecutor has been dismissed. Talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban began in 2010, but they have been marked by a series of delays. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Kabul. Now, Faiz, how significant a development is this?
Well, Waqar, that was a secret meeting, and Issaq Aloko was one of the participants. Before he goes to Dubai, he talked with President Hamid Karzai, and his boss told him not to go there and attend the meeting. Despite that, he went to Dubai and met with the Taliban militants there, and it has angered President Hamid Karzai. Today, Mr. Aloko met with President Hamid Karzai in his heavily guarded presidential palace. There was a ceremony, and it was one of the top the discussions there in the palace. And now some political sources here in Kabul have told us that Mr. Aloko has been fired by President Hamid Karzai, but it is yet to be confirmed by President Hamid Karzai's palace. As you know, the peace process, peace talks with the Taliban militants, is a very vague and complicated process. Many players are involved in this game, and each of these players has their own different views. And over the past several years, the U.S., Taliban, and Pakistan, and even President Hamid Karzai himself have not reached a consensus when it comes to peace talks with the Taliban militants. And now the second term of President Hamid Karzai is about to end. He's going to step down in the next year's presidential election. Constitutionally, this man is not allowed anymore to run for the third term. Now, his views that do not seem quite important for the Americans and even the Taliban when it comes to peace talks with this militant group. And President Karzai has repeatedly and occasionally insisted that talks should be led by his own government, not by the Americans. And he knows that most of the Taliban men are in Pakistan. That is why the role of the Pakistani government seems quite important, not only for the government here in Kabul, but people inside Obama's administration as well. They know that most of the Taliban there, and if they don't have the backing of the Pakistani government, they won't be able to reach to the Taliban militants. We also do know that some of the Taliban aides are in Qatar, are in Dubai, as well as in Saudi Arabia. Now, the Americans are planning to open another political office for the Taliban militants, most probably in Saudi Arabia. And why are Americans pushing so hard for these peace talks? Many here believe that the Americans have realized that they cannot win this war anymore, and it's time for political engagement to urge the Taliban militants to lay down their weapons. But many here believe that there wouldn't be a major breakthrough in this mission. Assuming that they succeed in this mission and urge the Taliban militants to lay down their weapons, will there be peace and stability in this country? I believe, of course, not, because it's not only the Taliban that are fighting against the Americans and the Afghan government. It's also the Haqqani network, it's also the Hizb Islami and other militant groups who can be seen much more now on the front line fighting against the U.S. the forces in the Afghan government in this war-torn country. That is why the decentralized nature of this messy war is believed to be another challenge for peace talks with the Taliban militants. It's not a new strategy, but now the Americans want to have and resume the talks with the Taliban militants. But President Hamid Karzai says that these talks should be led by his own government.
Okay, Faiz, thanks very much for that. And that is all for the top five. Don't go anywhere, though. I'll be back after a short break with plenty more news. Stay tuned for that.